Hello, thanks for checking my poster. This is a quick summary for our study. In this study, we use machine learning with EEG signals to try to detect memory reactivation during human sleep. We use a method called targeted memory reactivation, which is used to associate memories with sounds. Then during sleep, sounds are used to trigger the associated memory. Participants spent an adaptation night first as a control, and then they performed the task in the experimental night. In the adaptation night, they just heard the sounds, so the sounds are not associated with any memory. On the other hand, in the experimental night, it was associated with the memory. We asked participants to do a finger tapping task using the right hand and left hand, and the memory of that was associated with a unique sound for every movement, such that we use the sound associated as a TMR to trigger the memory. We then used time domain features and the classifier trained and tested on wake data to determine the time with the highest classification rate, and we called this time the time of interest. After that, we used a classifier trained on wake with the aggregated time points inside the time of interest, and we apply this on sleep using a sliding window approach, and we found that we get two significant clusters when we compare the experimental night to the control or the adaptation night. Then we were really interested to see some properties of these reactivations, and we found that the effect is not really reoccurring, and we only get one type of reactivation early or late after a sound cue. We also found that the sound cues should be delivered on the down to up transition of the slow oscillation to get reactivation. So TMR delivered on that particular phase is more likely to elicit a classifiable reactivation, which is interesting. And we found a positive correlation between the early classification and pre-sleep reaction time. And interestingly, the late classification peak predicted overnight performance decay. We also found that we can use slow oscillation features such as the slow oscillation amplitude and some other features before the sound cue to predict reactivation. That's very interesting because it will help us to determine when exactly to deliver TMR sounds in the future. Please go ahead and contact me if you have any questions. You can find my email on the poster. Thanks a lot.